Palestinian terror leader thanks Iran for funds. Rockets used to pound Tel Aviv, how is USA still considering deal for Iran? By Joshua Klein on May 13, 2021. Last week, Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist leader Ramaz al-Halabi expressed gratitude to the Islamic regime of Iran, attributing the source of the Gaza terror group's arsenal and funding to the oppressive Islamic Republic of Iran. In an interview that aired Friday on Al-Ad TV, Iraq, al-Halabi bragged of the assistance his terrorist group receives from Iran. The Mujahideen, holy warriors or jihadis, in Gaza and in Lebanon use Iranian weapons to strike the Zionists, he said. In addition, he added, Gaza terrorists are trained by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and Iranian funds are used to purchase weapons to be used in Gaza and Lebanon. We buy our weapons with Iranian money, he said. An important part of our activity is under the supervision of Iranian experts. Specifically noting the rockets used to attack Israel's largest metropolitan area, al-Halabi claimed that they bear the signature of late Iranian Quds Force commander and terror chief Qasem Soleimani. I am proud to say that the rockets that are used to pound Tel Aviv have an Iranian signature on them. The signature of Qasem Soleimani, he said. The Hornet missiles that we use to blow up the Israeli tanks, the pride of the Israeli and global defense industry, are the Hornet missiles of Qasem Soleimani in Iran, he added. Those who use these guns to shoot at the Israeli enemy were trained by our brothers in the IRGC. We say this loud and clear. Al-Halabi continued to state that nearly every home in the Gaza Strip has a picture of Soleimani. Almost every home in Gaza has a picture of Qasem Soleimani, a picture of the Islamic Republic, as well as a picture of the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation, so that those who fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan can have their traditional fast-breaking iftar meals, he said. After noting that Gazans receive plates of food to break their fast with the seals of Qasem Soleimani and the Islamic Republic of Iran on them, al-Halabi concludes by expressing gratitude for all that Iran does for the people of Gaza. I ask Allah to reward Iran, in my name, and the Palestinian people's name. They are the ones who support us with weapons, money and food, he said. In response, prominent figures called on the Biden administration to hold Iran accountable for arming and funding the Gaza terror groups that are currently attacking civilian centers throughout the Jewish state. Says it all, wrote David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel under the Trump administration. Members of Congress who have expressed support for Israel and condemned Hamas now need to tell Biden not to re-enter the Iranian nuclear deal, providing Iran with billions of dollars in sanctions relief that will go to empower Hamas and pitch to further attack Israel, wrote David Milstein, who served as special assistant to the former U.S. ambassador to Israel. That Iran deal brought so much peace to the region, mocked author Annika Rothstein. Awesome move, really. Another reminder that our pivot to Iran was maybe not a great idea, wrote journalist Seth Mantel. Seems, contrary to the one-sided narrative of some, the Palestinian terror leaders are more than willing to speak for themselves, wrote Zudi Jasser, president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Sanctions relief is funding, not just a genocidal theocracy's pursuit of both ICBMs and nuclear payloads, but the current attack on Israel, said Dan Mornov, the executive director of the American Civil Rights Project. It's not even hidden. Hey Biden administration, read this little tidbit, wrote Doris Ohayon, the California Regional Program Director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, RJC. Iran is the provider of everything for Hamas. Stop giving them money. Admirably candid, wrote Clifford May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. To the extent the U.S. funds Tehran, the U.S. funds Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Because funds are fungible. How in the world is America still considering a deal for Iran? Wrote Stephen Berg, CEO of Aish HaTorah. Hamas leaders do little to hide the fact that the Iranian regime is the primary source of the terror group's capabilities. In 2019, Hamas chief in Gaza Yahya Sinwar stated that without Iran's aid the Hamas terror group would be incapable of achieving its terror capabilities. Iran assisted us with rockets and supported us financially and technically in developing the rockets of the resistance that were fired at Tel Aviv, he said. Without its support, the resistance would not have attained such military capabilities. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Tuesday took to social media and urged Palestinians to attack Israel through their armed Hamas wing, calling for them to stand strong and confront the enemy as terror rockets rain down on Tel Aviv. Palestinians are awake and determined. They must continue this path. One can only talk with the language of power with these criminals, Khamenei wrote on Twitter. Last week, Khamenei called on the Muslim world to keep fighting Israel, declaring the Jewish state a terrorist garrison which must be eliminated. On Friday, Fadi Hamad, designated terrorist and political leader of the Iranian armed and funded Hamas terror group, called on Palestinians in Jerusalem to purchase low-cost knives in order to behead Jews. Even as Democrats continue to cozy up to the Gaza terror group while condemning Israel for responding to attacks against it and calling to end or condition aid to the Jewish state. People of Jerusalem, we want you to cut off the heads of the Jews with knives, Hamad said during an address which aired on Hamas Al-Aqsa TV, clarifying to cut their carotid artery as he demonstrated doing so with his hand. Late Wednesday, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and 43 other senators, all Republicans, wrote to President Joe Biden urging him not to provide sanctions relief to the Iranian regime, given that it is funding and arming Palestinian terrorists firing rockets at Israel. Over the past couple days, Palestinian terrorists in Gaza, who are funded by Iran, have launched a series of rocket attacks into Israel, the letter reads in part. In light of these recent attacks by Hamas against Israel, the United States should take all steps necessary to hold Tehran accountable and under no circumstances provide sanctions relief to Iran. Biden and his administration have been trying to renew the Iran nuclear deal of 2015, which offered Iran sanctions relief in return for promises not to enrich uranium beyond a certain level, though only for a limited period. The Obama administration also gave Iran pallets of cash worth billions of dollars to secure the release of Americans held by the regime. Intelligence revealed by Israel in 2018 showed Iran had continued its nuclear weapons program, while giving funds to terrorist proxies. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.